Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Open our understanding. Luke chapter 24, verse 45. He opened their minds that they might understand the Scriptures. It's one thing to read the Scripture. In fact, it's one thing to memorize the Scripture. But the important thing is, do we take the Scripture into our life and make it a part of who we are? That is the most important thing we can do. We appropriate the Word of God into our life in such a way that it becomes a part of us. We read it, we understand it, and we appropriate it. The important thing is that we have the Holy Spirit to open our mind to understand what the Word of God is saying to us, that we might then begin to live it. So many times there are those who read the Scripture, but it is nothing more than a group of words put together. Goes into our mind, but not into our heart. We need to have an understanding heart. We need to have a heart that is open to the Lord. Not like my little pet beside me, Lady Belle, who might hear the words but have no concept of what they really mean. We need to have that understanding heart that is open to what the Lord is speaking to us and what He wants us to understand concerning Him. But not only just to have the understanding in our heart, but to take the understanding that He gives us and use it for the furtherance of His kingdom. I think it is not selfish or egotistical to have a desire in our heart to hear the words spoken by the Lord when we enter into our final reward. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. We need to have an understanding heart that looks forward to that day when the Lord will pronounce satisfaction with the way we have honored Him by our actions and by our obedience to what God says. Open our understanding, Lord. Make us more like You in everything that we do. Heavenly Father, our prayer is that we might be like You in everything, all of our actions, all of our words, our life. Let it be committed to You in every detail. Open our hearts to understand the things that You desire for us to understand. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along, every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.